Leaders. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahasiban nasu an yutraku an yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this dunya for a purpose and also human beings for a purpose. And it is also very important that we understand the nature of the world that we live in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya has created so many other creations, but this dunya has not been created for all the other creations that you see. Allah did not create this dunya for the sun, for the moon, for the stars, for the plants, for the trees, for the animals, fishes, and everything that you see in this very beautiful world. This dunya was not created for them. But Allah Ta'ala created this dunya for insan, human beings, made them the ambassadors. Everything that you see is for insan. And why Allah created insan and put him here in this dunya is very simple, that insan is being tested. A human being is being tested. Very simple. Now we need to understand the nature of this dunya. You will find so many people that might question you, that why the suffering in this dunya? Why the pain that is given to us in this dunya? The problems that we see in this dunya, why? That we don't understand. The answer to this question is very simple. Where did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that I have taken the responsibility for you people to live in this dunya and I will make sure no pain, no difficulty, no suffering will come to you? Has He said that? Allah has not said that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the contrary, is telling us that the nature of this dunya is such that if you are happy, you will also go through difficult moments and you might even have to suffer. Everybody has to go through that. That is the nature of this dunya. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا. Do people think that because they have said we bring iman, لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, they will not be tested? People will be tested. So the maqsad of this dunya is not that everything should be with anesthetic and pain-free. Nowhere in the Quran, nowhere in the Hadith has Allah taken this responsibility. Allah has taken the responsibility that I will protect my Quran. That responsibility He has taken. Even the best of the best who are Anbiya alayhimu salam, the messengers, they went through a lot of difficulty, had suffered in this dunya. So who are we? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly telling us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. You will be tested in this dunya, because dunya is darul imtihan. You will be tested by loss of wealth, health. People will suffer cancer, this disease, that disease. You might have to migrate, move from one place to another place. You might go through a divorce. You might go through difficult moments. You might have an accident. A lot of things can happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained that, because we are going through that test. So it's so important as human beings that we understand, when people question you that why the suffering in this dunya, well, all the suffering that you see in this dunya is man-made anyway. All the suffering in this dunya is man-made. The killing, the weapons that you see, the wars that are taking place, who is doing that? Did Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam tell anybody to bomb Iraq, Syria? Did any of the messengers tell anybody to go to Africa and colonize them and make them into slaves? So when you look at this very bloody history and suffering of human beings, when you are actually opening up all the layers, you will find that all the fingers point back to who? Insan. But shaitan plays with the mind. Oh, why? Why this suffering? That is why Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi was questioned. And he said, Hazrat, can you tell us who are the people that are destined to go to Jannah and who are the people that are destined to go to Jahannam? A very important point for people to understand. So Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi said, the people who are destined to go to Jannah are those people who are pleased with Allah. They are pleased with Allah at all times, whatever situation, whether it is good times or whether they are going through a difficult patch in life, whatever. But there is only one thing that they will utter, and they will say, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. It is the will of Allah, it is my Allah, it is whatever happens, it is the qadr of Allah. And the people who are destined to go to Jahannam are the people who are always doing shikwa shikayat. Always complain. Oh, why did this happen to me? Why not to that person? Why did I not get this? Why is this not happening to me? What is happening? Always, anything that he says, and you will find, he will go back to that same position. Allah save us. You know, this tabiat, this quality in a human being, that he is never satisfied. You know, as an imam in the masjid for so many years, and you can diagnose some people, you know, whenever you meet them and you look at them, you say, headache. What is it? I don't say it to them. When I look at them, I look at, headache. Aagya, sar khane ke liye. You know? Forgive me, none of you. Mashallah, really, none of you here. Not talking about none of you here, in case shaitan puts it in your mind yet. You might say, bas, I'm not going for dars now. So even on the pulpit, I'm saying, it's none of you guys. Yeah? But you know, certain people, when you look at them, you say, oh, headache. Marge. Khatam ho gaya. They can never talk anything positively about their Muslim community or anything of the sort. They only complain. And you have to just stand there and say, okay, Ji. Mauli sahab, talk about this. Ji. Mauli sahab, talk about this. Ji. Badmash this. Ji. And you just understand their nature, like scorpions, you know. Just dung. Shikwa, shikayat. All their life, shikayat. And these are guys who don't have any friends in life. They don't have the capacity, the power to make friends, friendship. People don't love them. Very simple. People don't love you. People are not attracted to you because your akhlaq, your character does not display any form of love that a person can, you know, communicate with you. Subhanallah. And I talked about this Wednesday in my dars. That in the modern world today, you will find people who are highly qualified, very intelligent, professional people, but they are highly unqualified in maintaining relationship with people. How to communicate, how to talk, how to win the hearts of people, that they are unqualified. They don't know that. But they know everything else, they are very clever, but this they don't know. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So Imam Ibn Taymiyyah is actually saying people have this. They only do shikwa, shikayat. Ah, this happened to me, that happened to me, this happened to me, that. And a long list of all these things. Allah save us. Amen. This can be pushing you towards the doors of azab and jahannam. Allah save us. Amen. So nowhere in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying your car won't have an accident. Somebody might not slap you. Your dad won't hit you. You know, your wife will not argue with you. Or you will not argue with your friends. You know, that you will never ever see the doctor in your life. Allah kare, that is the case. But generally, what we need to understand, that Allah has not taken this responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never said that. Allah has said, you will laugh, smile and also cry in this dunya. Both have to work together hand in hand. Because you are going to be tested. Now just to again give an explanation as to the harms and why people suffer and why people go through this difficult patch period in their life. The ulama have pointed out some of the things that are important for us to understand. Number one, what makes a person very, very miserable is kufr. What is it? Kufr. From the outset, from the outside, it looks really nice. You know, when you look at it from the outside, you think, oh yeah, these guys are enjoying, you know, happy life. Look at that beautiful life. This is what shaitan is showing you. What is shaitan? But if you went and lived with them to see their morning, their afternoon, their evening, and you shared your time with their time, you will immediately know that this is also a form of azab in this dunya. So the reason why people are very miserable and people go through very difficult time is when they are in the state of kufr, not Muslims. Why? Because when you are not a Muslim, you don't know what is right and what is wrong. Very simple. He doesn't know what is right and he doesn't know what is wrong. He doesn't know what is right and what is wrong. A girl came and we were talking about certain issues. We won't go into all that, but it was about her dressing. It was about her dressing. And she could not understand why Islam does not allow me to dress up and wear the clothes that I want to wear. So I said, you are in the year 2023. 100 years ago, you, the same girl, you would not have this question in your mind at all, even if you were not a Muslim. Even if you were not a Muslim. Do brothers understand what I'm saying? The question that you are saying now, 100 years going back, even if you were not a Muslim, this would not come in your mind, why can't I wear clothes that are revealing my body? You wouldn't think about that. Why? Because even in the UK, in this country, 100 years ago, people had good high morals. In fact, I remember in my time in school where a girl had worn a skirt that was slightly high, the headmaster told her to go home. The headmaster principal told her to go home. This is in school. I won't reveal which school and all that. You people know too much then. Phir aap jaakar dekhenge. Bas itna hi tumhari liye kaafi hai. But 100 years ago, this question would not arise. So this tells you that your environment is having an effect on your thoughts. What is it? Your environment is having an effect on your thoughts. So you are changing according to your environment. And I said, a Muslim lady who is practicing Islam, even in the year 2023, when she goes out, how she dresses up, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, 400 years ago, 500 years ago, 600 years ago, she would still be the same. This is the beauty of Islam. She would still be the same. Because Islam protects you. She would still be the same. So kufr always makes your life miserable. Because you don't know what is right and what is wrong. Kufr means you are a chameleon. What are you? Chameleon. Chameleon, what does the chameleon do? Change its color, wherever it goes. If he is there, then he is there. If he is there, I am there. If I am here, I am here. Changing color all the time. It's a chameleon. And number two, people even suffer. Our ulama have said kufr. But also one reason is that the people who are advising them and giving them some information are wrong people. What are they? Are wrong people. So when wrong people are giving you wrong information, then prepare to suffer. Then you will have to suffer. Because what is it? Wrong information is given to you. It can be any information. It can be about this dunya that we live in. Any kind of information. But if the wrong people are talking to you and putting information in your ears, and you are not intelligent enough to see and understand, then what will happen? You will have to also suffer. That's why you see people that are suffering. All of these wars that are happening, subhanallah, where humanity and human beings are killed, subhanallah, this is because of this. Number three, of course, insan has to suffer because of shaitan. Because of shaitan. Shaitan also traps him. So now, I'm trying to connect back to the topics that we have touched on in the last few weeks. Sometimes a person will suffer in this dunya also because he has gone to a magician. And when you go to a magician, when you go to an amil who doesn't know anything, you've had it. You will be trapped in the bottle. He'll say to you, I've trapped the jinn in the bottle, but in reality he's trapped you in the bottle. Not the jinn, he's trapped you in the bottle. And that is it. So sometimes harm comes to you even by sihr, magic. And harm comes via shaitan, which we touched on last Jumu'ah. That is through what? What did I talk about last session? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Sab Allah wale log, brilliant people, MashaAllah. Koi baat nahi, you must have pressure. Waswasa. Shukriya. Jazakallah. Waswasa. The most powerful weapon of shaitan is what? Waswasa, waswasa, waswasa. Through waswasa, and what happens is that the minute you listen to the waswasa, that is also the time a person will go through pain and suffering. Because you are now listening to the most evil creation of Allah. There you were listening to human beings, but now you are listening to the most evil. Waswasa. And shaitan never gives you the right advice. Never ever. Even Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this to Hazrat Abu Huraira, though what he said to you for that moment was right about Aytul Kursi, but in his nature he is still a twisted creature. This is what? You want to say something? Waswasa, whispering. Whispering. Yeah, Jamal? Okay, whispering. Jazakallah. MashaAllah, Jamal's a river to Islam. May Allah, MashaAllah, make him strong and firm, and MashaAllah. So, waswasa means whispering. And inshallah, in our session today, another way sometimes a person can be harmed, and you know, we don't even look into this, is also the evil eye. What is it? Evil eye. Buri nazar. Kya hai? Buri nazar. The evil eye. Now what is the evil eye? Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi in Fathul Bari has explained. The evil eye is connected at one level with hasad also. Hasad means jealousy. And hasad means that when you see someone who Allah has gifted and that he has been given some blessings, for some reason this troubles you and you wish that this person did not have this ni'mat, or Allah takes it away from him. This is called hasad. Allah save us. Very, very common disease even in the Muslim community. Very common. Allah save us. They will be doing everything, but this disease is inside people. Very common disease. Jealousy. Now, one is the jealousy that is there, but the evil eye, Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi gives an explanation, that is done through the glance. What is it? Intentionally or unintentionally, there is some kind of an admiration in front of you. What is there? That's something that you really like. You might be infatuated with it, or something that is really exciting you. It can be anything. Intentionally or unintentionally. And something that you really like. And it's ajeeb that you are just constantly looking at that because you haven't got that. And it is also mixed with envy. It is mixed with envy, jealousy. Now, the first part is done with a human being. The first part is done with a human being. It is he who does the glance. What is it? Is who does the... The second part is where the jinns come in. What is it? The jinns. And Allah has given them certain powers. What is it? And they understand And so the scholars say it is like an arrow. If it hits the target, that person becomes ill, evil eye. And Ajib, some of our mashayikh say that so many people die so early because of the evil eye. Because of nazar. That is how powerful nazar is. But before we go into that, let me just explain to you so that we understand the topic a bit clearly. My respected brothers, understand that this dunya that Allah has created, Allah has created this dunya with His sunnat, with His sunnah, with His sunnah. Allah says, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. And you will not find any changes in the sunnah of Allah. So what does that mean? It means that Allah has kept this dunya in such a way that the laws of physics apply, physical laws apply, and it's all about cause and effect. What is it? Cause and effect laws will not change. Cause and effect laws will not change. So if I give you a few examples, you will understand better. So now, you have heard from Molly Saab, that Molly Saab said, if you read 3 times in the morning this dua, and in the evening 3 times this dua, no harm can come to you. And which is that dua? Bismillahilladhi la yadhurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama wa huwa samiul alim. Very powerful dua. Read it 3 times in the morning, no harm will come to you. Now this man says, subhanallah, no problem. So he is visiting the zoo. What is he doing? Visiting the zoo. And let's take India for an example. In India, you can jump into the lion's den. So now he is looking at everybody and he says, Bismillahilladhi la yadhurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama. Wa huwa samiul alim. Bismillahilladhi la yadhurru ma ismihi shay'un. And he reads it 3 times. And he says, look, now I'm going to jump into the lion's den. Now he jumps into the lion's den. And they, mashallah, the lions are looking at this boti, this meat. This is different kind of boti. Looking at him. Now what do you think will happen? What a hard question, eh? The lion for sure is going to attack him. Yeah? Lion for sure is going to attack him. You know, we were in South Africa once and I went with some of the family members where you can swim and there is sharks inside. What is it? Sharks. So, don't worry, I had the full, you know, satar was there in case you people think that what's happening here. So anyway, you know, my brother went in first and the shark, you know, with the fin that's there, that's going back many years, and the shark was there. He said, yeah, nothing will happen. So I said, let me jump in. When I jumped in and I saw the shark, and the shark must be saying, wow, ye to kitna acha ghost hai. I quickly came out. He said, bhai, you come here. I said, no, bhai, thank you. He forced me to come in. I would have never jumped in. But he says, no, you have to. You always never come. I said, chalo yaar, let's go with him. So anyway, we went there. And I still remember that time. I said, bye, just get out. They said, no, these are sharks. Nothing will happen. I said, I don't think so. The way that shark was coming, it could change its mind anytime. You know? But anyway, now you read Bismillahilladhi la yadhurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala 3 times. And you jump into the lion's den. And you see, Islam is haq. What is he saying? Are bhai, you are crazy. What are you? Allah's sunnat is that this dunya functions with what? Cause and effect. The laws, the physical laws of this dunya that Allah has put in this dunya, that will come into effect. You are not to jump into the lion's den. This is not the way to go about reading your dua. So, of course, if Allah wants, maybe the lion might not even attack. You never know. But generally what will happen? The lion will attack him. And then you can't say, oh, you see, this dua didn't work for me. Can you say that? What are you talking about? It does not suit a human being to test Allah. It is only Allah that can test insan. لا تدركه الابصار وهو يدرك الابصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. So this sunnah of Allah, cause and effect. It doesn't mean that he's a Shaykh al-Hadith, very pious man. So, you know, there's no such thing as a talaq in his relationship. No, no. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, son Ismail alayhi salam, he had to give talaq to his wife, but he was the best of the best. He was the best of the best. You see, so Allah has made this dunya, the fine tuning of this dunya is such that no doubt this, when you are living in accordance to the laws of this dunya, then you read the dua. Then you read the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. And now you have a new car, mashallah. Very expensive car that goes very fast. And now you have read every single safar dua that is in the hadith kitab. And then you accelerate and zoom, 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 and you're going very fast, 200 miles per hour. And if the car crashes, are you going to blame Allah? No. Are you going to blame the hadith? You broke the law yourself. The system of Allah is not this. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. Somebody says, inshallah, you know, I'm going to have 10 children. And he's saying to everybody, yeah, 10, father of 10, father of 10. Nowadays, it's quite good if you have 10 anyway, but back in the days, it was a normal thing for people to have 10, 12 children. 10 children. Somebody asked him, bhai, if you have 10, how many have you got right now? None. None? Why? Well, I haven't got any, but I know I will get 10 children. By what? And somebody asked him, are you married? Because no. You are saying you are going to get 10 children and you are not married. And then what he says? But if Allah wants to give me, he can. What an answer. Now you tell me, are you going to get a headache or not? Eh? When you get people like that, what happens? Ibuprofen to chahiye na tumhe. Takleef. Now he's not married, he's saying he wants how many children? 10. But cause and effect, you want children, first thing you have to do is get married, then if Allah wants, he can give you children. So Allah is saying, you know, you get married, then it is up to me if I give you children or not. Even then it is in my power. So this we have to understand, this dunya Allah has made in such a way that when you apply these laws, then we should read the dua, we should be having, you know, this high connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah has shown people in this dunya, He created Adam alayhi salam without mother, father, Isa alayhi salam without father. The knife did not slit the throat of Ismail alayhi salam, the fire did not burn Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. So many things we see of a miraculous nature, but that is with certain people at certain times only. The general sunnat is what? That the laws of this dunya apply to everyone. Applies to everyone. It doesn't mean that, you know, somebody who's a pious man, he might not become shaheed. No, no, everything can happen to everybody. So that is why also in this dunya, sometimes shaitan can even harm people. Shaitan can even harm people. The second level is called what? The evil eye, which is done by the jinns, which is done by the jinns. And that harm is done. Nobody knows the kafiyat of it, but what we know is the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I want to read in front of you. Allah's Nabi has said, Al-aynu haqqun, that the evil eye is the truth. It is haqq. Nobody should doubt that. So that is hasad with the eyes. Hasad with the eyes. So you can actually kill a person even with your hasad. Just like magic. So most of the time magic that is done, it is done to your, through the eyes. Optical illusion. What is it? that your lenses, your eyes are shown a picture. Your eyes are shown a picture. And Allah's Nabi said, وَلَوْ كَانَ شَيْءٌ سَابِقُ الْقَدْرِ سَبَقَتْهُ الْعَيْنِ. If there was anything that could have passed even qadr taqdeer, then it is this. This ayn, the evil eye. So we have to be very, very careful. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also given us the ilaj. Hazrat Asma bint Umais said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the children of Hazrat Ja'far have become very, very sick. The children of Ja'far have become very, very sick. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her that this is ayn, this is nazar, and pray ruqya on them. Pray ruqya. So what is ruqya? Ruqya are special ayats of the Quran in which there is isti'adha, and also the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which Allah's Nabi has said that this will protect you from ayn and also hasad and also from magic and also from shaitan. So all of these ayats that have been collected, and different books will show you different forms of ruqya. But when it is from the Quran and the Sunnah, it is called ruqya. And when you read it, it's going to benefit you tremendously. It will benefit you tremendously. So these are things, even in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one man whose name is Sahal was a young man. He came out from ghusl and he was a very handsome man and very strong. And Rabi' saw his body. And when he saw his body, you know, he started praising it that, Subhanallah, you know, you're such a handsome man. What beauty Allah has given you. And when he actually said that, this man fell unconscious. This man fell on unconscious. Sometimes it hits the target very, very quickly. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tell Rabi' to wash his body, and that water should be collected and given to Sahal, and Sahal should wash his body with that water quickly, so this will remove the ayn, the evil eye. And so it was done, and immediately Hazrat Sahal also became perfectly well. Hazrat Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a lady walking, and the color of her skin was yellowish. The color of her skin was like yellowish. So Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said also to her that nazar, evil eye has struck you, and read the ruqya. Read the ruqya. So these are things that are very, very important. You'll find sometimes there was an incident. These are written in the kitabs. A lady was suffering from pain in the legs, kneecaps and all that. And she thought that it's, you know, something to do with the muscles or anything like that. And she went to the doctor, she did x-ray, all this, and it was of no benefit. And then she decided to do ruqya, and it was nazar, and Allah gave her shifa. There are so many waqiyas. One brother in the gym, you know, in front of his friends, he drank 3 pints of milk just like that. And two of them says, wow, you know, look at you. And the minute they said, wow, look at you, this person got home to the bed. To the bed. And sometimes it also comes, our scholars have mentioned, that people harm their own loved ones. People can harm their own. Parents can harm their own children. You know, the child is very beautiful, or mashallah, babies, everybody likes sometimes. So one must always be in the habit of saying mashallah. You might harm your wife, you know, she's very beautiful, and you say, ah, teri tarah khubsurat to koi bhi nahi hai. Right? And you're doing tarif, and then bichari, she becomes ill. Then why did she become ill? Because of your tarif. Then you should have said, Masha Allah, Subhanallah, you are so beautiful. Perfect. No problem. That you can say. That is why the shifa is in the name of Allah. So whatever you like, be it a car, a house, clothes, you know, children, anything. You go to the shop and you like something, then you always say, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, mercy of Allah. If somebody is even praising you, you say, bhai, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. What should you say? MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. This is very powerful dua. Anybody says anything, you must say, no, no, no. Somebody says, oh, MashaAllah, you know, you, no, no, you didn't do nothing. La quwwata illa billah. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Allah save us. They have been some incredible speakers. Incredible speakers. And hasad or ayn, evil eye, was done and finished. Allah save us. So we should not be a cause of harming people. We should always take protection. And Shaitan does not miss an opportunity from aiming it to the Muslims. What is it? His target is the, because he knows kufr is already in kufr. The kufr is already there. But if I can weaken the Muslim, then it is good. So that is why, what is the treatment for this, my respected brothers? Something that is very, very simple for us to understand. Number one is what is exactly mentioned in the hadith, that if you really know someone is a close friend, and if you feel it's this person who has, you know, noticed you in a way, and if you politely say to him that, bhai, you know, can I use that water after you use it? Because this was explained in the hadith, that is also fine. But this is very difficult for a person. This is sometimes very difficult for a person to ask anyone, because you are doubting someone. The easiest amal to save yourself and to save your children all the time from the evil eye, from the evil glance, is one simple amal. Very simple amal. That after every namaz, read Surah Fatiha, Mu'awwadhatayn, the two kuls, and Kul Huwallahu Ahad, Kul Huwallahu Ahad, and Ayatul Kursi. What is it? Ayatul Kursi, Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, Kul Huwallahu Ahad, Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falak, and Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, and blow it on yourself. Very simple amal. And if there's any ayn, anything like that, then slowly it will wear out and it will come out. It does happen. It will make it completely weak. After every namaz, if you feel that something like this is happening to you. And in the morning and in the evening, to read the Mu'awwadhatayn three times with Kulu Allah. How many times? Three times. Whether it's at Fajr time and also after Maghrib or before you go to sleep, three times. This gives you a lot of protection. And then there is another dua which is in the hadith. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من شر كل شيطان وهامة ومن كل عين لامة. Every time you read this dua, very, very powerful in removing every kind of magic and every kind of nazar also. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من شر كل شيطان وهامة ومن كل عين لامة. Remember, we have mentioned this. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would blow on his children, especially Hassan and Hussein, very handsome boys. So he would say, أعيذكما, أعيذكما بكلمات الله التامة من شر كل شيطان وهامة ومن كل عين لامة. And we should also pray this dua and blow it on our children. And then another dua, which is also a very powerful dua. This was the dua that Jibreel alayhi salam read to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that should be given to this ummah if somebody is suffering from sihar or buri nazar, the evil glance. Then to read Durood Sharif, and then to pray on the mariz this dua minimum three times. And as many times you can, in different intervals, Bismillahi yubrika, Bismillahi يبريك ومن كل داء يشفيك ومن كل داء يشفيك ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد وشر كل ذي عين وشر كل ذي عين. Very, very powerful dua. So mashallah, if you know someone who is not well and if you feel, you don't have to go to anyone. Mashallah, these duas are there in front of you. You yourself or anybody else can pray and blow it on the mariz and you will see the results in front of your eyes. Because these are the duas that have been explained to us by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we remain protected from every kind of evil. The evil of kufr, the evil of waswasa, the evil of magic, sihr, the evil that comes from shaitan, and even to protect us from the evil glance and the evil eye. We should not harm anybody, and we should make sure that nobody also harms us. If you feel someone has said something, then you interrupt and you say, "Bhai, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Or you say, "Masha Allah, la quwwata illa billah." That will also break any kind of spell that is there. Because when you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is shifa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. MashaAllah, for a few minutes, if brothers can close their eyes. And inshallah, if we can do muraqabah. And think that your heart is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And this is purifying and cleansing the heart. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.